The Red Hot Summer Tour, it is back March 13 at the Country Club Lawns here in Launceston. Jimmy Barnes, Hoodoo Gurus, Vicar and Linda, Diesel and more. And also part of the lineup is our next guest, John Stevens. Welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Hey, guys. How exciting, right? I'm jumping out of my skin.
Oh, I can imagine you would be, because musicians and entertainers have been probably the hardest hit by the pandemic.
Well, you know, we've suffered like everyone else, but certainly the arts, didn't get the support that sport did, for an example. Nothing wrong with sport. We love sport, but, you know, when you're looking at the grand finals and there's 30,000 and then 40,000, and you kind of go, hold it, can't we like just do a gig outdoors with like 2,000?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, look, the Red Hot Summer Tour being announced again, and, you know, March 21, it'll be a week to a year, actually, since I've last played a live show with my full band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Aside from the Melbourne Cup, where we performed a couple of songs.
Oh, there you go.
That was the first time I'd seen my band, actually, was at the Melbourne Cup. First time I've seen them since March 3rd, the last show.
Holy hell.
Because we're all in lockdown here in Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy year, but let's go.
Hasn't it?
Oh, such a crazy year. Now, John, you have been to Launceston quite a few times. Do you get to, have a look around when you're here, or is it very, off to the next town?
When you're on these kind of tours, I've been there so many times over the years, and, I've done the basketball tournaments with my young son, driven around Tasmania, and,
awesome.
it's an amazing place, beautiful. Because your little island there is probably one of the best places to be during all this pandemic stuff.
To be honest with you, John, we have had it pretty easy, and you've been on the opposite end of the spectrum. Did you come up with, like, a lot of new music, or how did you spend your lockdown time? Because, let's face it, Melbourne's been by far the hardest hit.
Yeah, well, as I said, the 3rd of March 2020 was my last show, and then on the 8th of March, I went to Papua New Guinea with my son, and we did the Kokoda trek.
Awesome! Oh, I used to live in New Guinea. What a great place!
Well, yeah, it's mad. So, it was an amazing thing to do—to walk in the footsteps of the soldiers, and learn about all these different things. It was a very humbling experience, and probably the most challenging physical thing I've ever done in my life. But look, we're in the jungle, oblivious to what's going on in the world. I didn't even know what the word COVID was at the time. And we came out of the jungle and it hit. So we got stuck in Port Moresby, and then obviously we got back, but managed to get the last flight out, and we went straight into lockdown.
Oh,
I straight off the trek.
And you've only just come out as well.
Correct. So, it is. So when you ask me how it went, I guess for the first, 4 or 5 months, it was pretty strange. But then, sort of started, getting myself together and being a bit creative and just sort of, training in my garage and just trying to keep my head together, like everybody, I'm sure,